അർജന്റീനയുടെ ഫോളോഅപ്പ് റിപ്പോർട്ട് പേഷ്യന്റ് ബെഞ്ചമിൻ ഹെർണാണ്ടസ് ഹെറേഡിയ ഫോളോഅപ്പ് ഡേ 22-22 പേഷ്യന്റ് വിത്ത് ഹിസ്റ്ററി ഓഫ് ഏറ്റീവ് ഫിബ്രിലേഷൻ underwent ablation in the past period. Recently, patient is complaining of episodes of palpitation period. Patient seen by another cardiologist and requested another ablation period. However, patient came here for a second opinion period. Patient stated that he get palpitation once or twice a week associated with shortness of breath period. Also complaining of dyspnea on accession period. Current medication, Tramadol 50 mg 2 times daily, ferrous sulfate 325 mg daily, pantoparazole 40 mg daily, aspirin 325 mg daily, hydrochlorothiazide 25 mg daily, cyclobenzamine, Eliquis 5 mg 2 times daily, Crestor 10 mg daily, dexamethasone 4 mg 2 times daily period. Allergies, non-alcoholic allergies, social history, no history of smoking, alcohol or drug use, family history, non-contributory, review system in general, denied in recent weight gain or weight loss, no vision or hearing impairment, cardiovascular, aspira history, pulmonary, no history of pneumonia, COPD, abdominal history, nausea, vomiting and diarrhea, extremity, no history of arthritis, neurological, no history of seizure disorder, TIA. On examination, blood pressure 139 over 88, pulse is 64, respiration 16, weight is 170 pound. HEND, no JVD, lung clear bilaterally, heart is regular rate and rhythm, no murmurs of gallop, abdomen soft, normal active, ball sound extremity, no edema. Clinical condition number 1, atrial fibrillation. No, recommendation, patients got symptomatic with the atrial fibrillation. However, there is no electrocardiogram available at the time of the palpitation period. I'll place a 7-day heart monitor to evaluate a recurrence of palpitation as well as an echocardiogram to evaluate any structural heart disease period. If the patient has a recurrence of atrial fibrillation, then I will consider another ablation period. Please send a copy to Dr. Monica Araya.